church this morning. Yeah. Come on, give God some praise today. You ever messed up? God had to come up and clean it up. Thank God he did. Let's look to the Lord now. Father, we do come and we glorify you and we magnify you in this place. And we thank you for reminders, the things that you've already done in our lives and the things that you continue to do. The word says, he who begun a good work in us will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. We come even now asking that we might decrease and that you might increase. Save someone today, encourage another, and when this time is done, we'll give your name the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
It's a good day to be on the Lord's program. Good day to be able to stand and be able to share. Well, there's a word from the Lord that we're going to share today, and we kind of pick up from last time. It's over in 1 Kings, the 19th chapter, and we're just going to do verse number 13. Amen?
Amen.
1 Kings 19 and 13. Them phones are going crazy, aren't they? Last week, Brother Roy had music. That could be a word. Watch those apps. Verse 13, when you found it, just say amen.
Amen.
If you want to cheat, it is on the screen. Amen. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" I want to preach from the sermonic title, The Power of a Whisper, Part 2. The Power of a Whisper, Part 2. Every now and then you will preach a sermon or you will do a study and then you just can't let it go. So all week, I've been thinking about last week's message. All week, I have been thinking about that whisper. Have you, has it come to a place during this week that you paused long enough to hear the small, still voice of God? And gentle, yet powerful. Can I testify? On yesterday, I was minding my own business in the man cave. And as I was sitting there, I wouldn't sleep. I sensed a nudging in my spirit to go and to pray. I was like, now, is that a whisper? I stopped what I was doing, went into a back room, and began to pray for a family member I knew not of. I didn't interrogate God. He said, just pray.
Amen.
Now, I may find out in years to come or days to come that God moved at that moment. It may have been in my own house.
Amen.
But I was like, now, you can't talk whisper and not live whisper.
Come on. Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
I don't want to miss anything that God may be saying to me. I've played the radio less this week because I want to be in a state to where I can hear the voice of God. In other words, to tune into heaven's channel. And to do that, you've got to turn some things down. Turn down disruptions and turn down doubt and turn down fear and then turn up the speakers. Some of y'all old school, you got a speaker in the car. My mother only had a little Delco radio, but I tried to blow it up. You know, I didn't have the big box, but you know, you drive by, you want to turn up.
Right.
Is everybody's story today?
Yeah.
In fact, being in college back in the day, before we had all these devices, I would move back to the dorm and All I had was some jeans and a few shirts, but I had my speakers. And they were about this high. I had my speaker wire, I connected them, and I was jamming because I wanted to let the guy upstairs know I got new speakers. All I'm saying is that you've got to turn up the volume of your spirit so that you might hear God. And that you might put him on blast. Amen? You know, the enemy always comes along with static. He always wants to make you not speaking. Why? He's quite the rascal. The Bible says he's like a roaring lion, seeing whom he might devour. So you've got to have your spiritual antenna up. Got to have the volume up so that you might hear what God has to say. God is a God who never sleeps nor slumbers. And that's good to know, that when you're in your situation, that you're not serving a God who's on break. Not a God who is on vacation. Not a God who's taking a lunch hour. He's a God who's ever present. Is that the kind of God you serve today? I don't want to push you, but is your God always on duty? Is your God always ready? Amen? Elijah, we met him last week. A prophet, a spokesman for God. And when we met him, he was in hiding. As big and bad as he may have been, he found himself in a cave. A man on the run, scared to death. Jezebel was after him, all for telling the truth. Enemies on his track. And Elijah was in a place that he could hear the voice of God. But unbeknownst to him, God did not come in the wind. As impressive as that was, he was not in the wind. There was an earthquake there on that mountain, Mount Horeb, and that was not God. And then there was a fire, and that was not God, but God came in a gentle whisper. A small, still and then we left the cliffhanger because it says, what? Why are you here? Question mark. Yes. And what God had in store for him, he sent him back from the place he had come. In other words, I don't need you here, I need you there.
Yeah.
And that's what we do on Sunday. We take what we get and we take it out there. In the world. Praise God. And so he had to go back and retrace all of his steps to do what God had in store for him. But I declare, it is a new him. Once you encounter God, you're not the same. Your homeboys know it. Your sister girls know it. They think you're a little strange. Now, what's wrong with you? I remember the day when you, yes, but God is at work in my life. Moses will tell you that there he was on the mountain, the same Mount Horeb, and God spoke to him by way of a burning bush that would not be consumed, with message, with an assignment at the same time. But how can we be so sure that God is speaking? How do you know? Amen? How do you know if that prompting, whether that feeling, or whether that thing that seems to speak to you, if there is a difference?
Yeah.
How do you know if this nudge is really from God, or is it just your idea?
Mm-hmm.
Glad you ask.
Mm-hmm.
God speaks by way of the Bible. His written word. He speaks by way of his Holy Spirit. And then God will use other people and even circumstances to reach you.
Yes.
The Bible.
Yes.
Written more than 1,500 years ago. The Bible. The canon, the approved books by the Council of Nicea, that it talks about having 39 Old Testament books. Come on, Bible scholars.
Yeah.
Look at the concordance if you need to. Genesis, amen, to Malachi.
Yeah.
27 books Quite a few of them Paul wrote in the New Testament, Matthew to Revelation. Amen?
Amen?
And when people say to you, oh, the Bible, a man wrote it. Yes, he did. Some 40 authors over time wrote, but they were inspired by God. You ever been inspired?
Yeah.
To do something for the Lord. 2 Timothy 3:16-17 says, well, all scripture is God breathed. And is useful for teaching and for reproof and for rebuking and for correcting and training in righteousness, so that the man and woman of God might be thoroughly furnished unto good works.
Yeah.
Well, I love good works. Amen. And so if this book will help me to be about a good work, fall for it. I remember my first Bible. $8 gave it to me at my 1965 baptism. Little white Bible. I was excited. And I used that Bible when I did my first sermon more than 20 years ago. But I was inquisitive. I ordered the Billy Graham Bible. It came in the mail. I had my own Bible. Now, you thought about your first Bible, didn't you? Some of y'all might still have it. But blessed be the God, having a Bible and using a Bible was certainly different.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen?
My first seminary course, the professor was so excited. He says, oh, this book is alive. And I was like, you know what? He's got a point. Is the book that you read alive?
Yes.
Is the book that you have in your home, on the coffee table, that's old school, have in your car, is that book alive?
Yes.
Is there instruction in this book? Joshua 1:8 says to do what? To keep this book of the law always on your lips.
Mm-hmm.
Meditate on it.
Yeah.
Day and night. Why? So that you may be careful to do everything in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Now we say, well, I like that. That's not like a 10-day plan. Well, the Word of God will lead you and guide you and keep you and send you in the right direction, not your connections. He'll allow you to see folk. Amen? Has God ever directed you to an opportunity that you were not qualified for, and yet God put you at the right place at the right time? Oh, you wasn't that smart. But it was a break.
Yeah.
Because I knew somebody.
Yeah.
I knew John's uncle's brother who sits on that boat. No. You better give God the glory that he deserves. Don't he deserve glory in the praise today? Oh, blessed be the God. I'm thankful today. The Bible speaks. The Bible instructs. The Bible allows us to do what it says to do.
Amen.
I'm amazed at our foreparents. Some of them could not read, but what they told you came from the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
That discipline. Yeah, turn up a child in the way he should go and she should go.
Yeah.
And when they're old, they will not depart. They may not have known much scripture, but they knew how to apply it.
Amen.
Oh, y'all know where I'm going.
Yeah.
They applied it to you so that you might be a better you.
That's right.
Amen?
That's right.
But let's talk about the Holy Spirit. The third person of the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So often there's some faith that stop at just God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? And believe that Jesus was a great prophet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But thank God for the Spirit. Amen?
Yes,
hallelujah. It may not make you shout, but it will instruct you in a real way.
Yes,
I used to watch as you did as a young child, and we would sit there and look to see who the Spirit hit, so to speak. Amen? Until one day it hit us. Amen? And it may have just been something so gentle that brought a tear to your eye. Amen. But the Spirit also will convict you. It won't just make you shout. It ought to make you live right. Amen? The Spirit has a personality. The Spirit is a person. The Spirit has feelings. Amen?
Amen?
And I'm glad that the Spirit is promised to each of us. At the moment that you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you are filled with the Spirit of God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Amen? And guess what? That there is a continuous feeling. You don't get one feeling and you're done for the year. No, you need the Spirit of God to continue to speak to you and to... John 14, 15, 17 says, if you love me, Jesus, keep my commands. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and to be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it has neither sees him nor knows him, but you... You know him.
Yes,
do you know him?
Yes.
Well, don't make me push you today now. Do you know the Spirit of God? Do you know what that feels like? Has the Spirit of God ever put you on a trajectory going in a different direction than the way you wanted to go? Has the Spirit of God ever changed your path?
Yes.
Your mind was made up.
Right.
You were ready, and the Spirit of God, make you turn around. Make you do things that you didn't plan to do. The Spirit of God speaks. It has a voice. He will come alongside you and to help you. I don't understand the Bible. Ask the Spirit of God. He's a teacher. He will help to open it up for you in such a way. I went to Turkey some years ago, and I needed a translator. I was laughing, didn't know what I was laughing about. I got one word. I said, on this trip, I'm going to get one word. Good night. That meant good morning. Now, when the song went down, I was out of stuff. But thank God there was a translator, someone to make sense out of what you were doing. And has God, by way of the Spirit, ever opened something up for you and that made sense to you? Because he said, I'm not that smart. It has to be the Holy Ghost. It has to be the Spirit of God that speaks.
That's right.
But you've got to have your ears on. Amen? The old church sought the mind of the Spirit. I don't know about you, but as I become more seasoned, I'm less knee-jerk. I'll overthink sometimes. Lord, is this really it? Some years ago, I had to get a new car. I didn't want one. I had to get I was fighting it. And I said, Lord, I'm going to pray. And I prayed. Now, I would have gone before you, Lord, just give me that one. I took time with that thing and prayed about it. And God gave me release with it. Okay, simple. It's a car. But has God, through His Spirit, ever given you some release? That you said, okay, I got peace with this. Because I think that God, I believe, I know that He has spoken, and I have peace that passeth all understanding. You need to have some discernment to be able to distinguish, have some examination of that. 1 John 4, 2 and 3 says, every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus Christ is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and even now is already in the world. God speaks through His Holy Spirit. He speaks through His Word, and He speaks through people. Yeah, He does. You say, well, I heard nothing. God has sent somebody your way. In other words, Christians who have lived a minute or two. Aren't you amazed how wise you become as your hair has changed colors and children come to you for wise counsel? And they didn't realize how smart you were. And you were the same with your parents. You thought you knew it all. It ain't been nowhere. But thank be to God that they are able to share with you. But you want to connect with somebody who has some real God experience.
Yeah.
Somebody who has a testimony. Somebody who's been through something. They may not tell you what to do, but they may be that listening ear. God puts people in place, wise counsel to help us. Amen?
Amen.
Proverbs 11 and 4 says, where there's no counsel, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Pray to God today that He might send you not who you want to come into your life, but someone who has wise counsel. They may not necessarily have to be a certain age, but they may have had an experience And someone who spends time with God, they're worth listening to. Amen? Any know-it-alls in here? But thank be to God that they will come your way. Amen? And so often it's the way they live their lives. I love the scripture, let your light so shine before men and women that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Look for wise counsel. But, you know, total strangers can also help you. Sometimes you dismiss people if they don't have a cross. If they don't go to church. If they don't look the part, I don't want to hear what you're talking about. My God, the wino on the corner can give you something to help you. The squeegee boy can be a blessing to you. And you're dismissing them. Amen? You got to be careful. But strangers, the Lord may put someone in your path that you least expect, who does not look the part, and you're not going to hear because you're in Bible study. Amen?
Amen.
And they go to nobody's Baptist church. But God can use them. Hebrews 13:3. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers. For by doing so, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Be careful who you give a hand to. Be careful. You say, get out of my face. I've heard it said that when you come across somebody who may have a issue, you got to walk in their shoes.
That's right.
You ain't never hit it one time or two.
Right.
Never had a drink in your hand. Never smoked one. Come on, church. And that way, they can relate to you. If they think you ain't never done anything wrong, they don't want to talk. But God has brought you through some things so that you might be wise counsel to other people.
Amen.
Isn't that good news?
Amen.
And guess what? What's the whole goal and the mission of you hearing the whisper?
That's right.
Say, I heard the whisper this week. Or is God trying to use us and put us on a mission to be able to share what He has given us with someone else?
Yeah.
Don't force it on them. But He'll give you opportunity to share the good news. Like the old saying, I'm just one baker trying to tell another baker where to find some bread.
Amen?
Amen. I remember the song that said, I said I wasn't going to tell nobody. But I just couldn't keep it to myself.
Yeah.
Amen? That thing will bubble up in you. And you say, well, I know you ain't asked me, but can I tell you what God has done for me?
Yeah.
I know you didn't ask my opinion. You probably don't even want to talk.
Yeah.
I do it at the coffee shop. But they say, how are you? If I could slip one in for the Lord, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Just to encourage somebody in Him.
Yeah.
On the elevator, I don't need but one elevator pitch. Give me 20 seconds. He's good. Amen. Having a fantastic day. To God be the glory. God has spoken to you and whispered to you so that you might not be spiritually greedy, but pass it on to somebody. Yeah? You are so heavenly minded, you are no earthly good. God wants to use us in that way. Share with people. Let them know, child, you got to have a ticket to get the glory. Didn't your folks tell you that? I got my ticket. What ticket? The ticket that lets me know that I'm saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. John 14:3 says, I go and prepare a place for you that where I am, you will be also in my Father's house. There are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. The story is told about Albert Einstein, great physicist, Nobel Peace Prize winner. And he's taking a train from Princeton. Conductor comes along and says, oh my God, that's Einstein. I know him. He said, how you doing? And he said, your ticket? And he's looking. Einstein is trying to find his ticket, looking at his jacket. He can't find it. And he looks in his trouser pocket. He can't find his ticket. He looks at his briefcase. He's not able to retrieve it. Amen?
Yeah.
He looks at the seat next to him, and he cannot find the ticket. How many of y'all rode the train?
Yeah.
Now, you can be nice, but when they come through, they want to be able to, you know, or you got to get off.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
Mr. Einstein, everybody know you? We all know you, doctor. He said, yeah. And as the conductor went to the next car, he looked back and saw Einstein on the floor, looking under the seat, trying to find that ticket. And the young man says, what's wrong? Einstein said, let me tell you something. He says, look, young man, I know who I am, but I don't know where I'm going. And sometime in life, you got to know where you're going.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
How many folks got that ticket to go? The Lord has spoken a word to you, and you've been reassured that when I die, that I'll go to heaven. When we all get to heaven.
Yeah.
What a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory. Yeah, it's good to be around here, but my God, it's something about knowing that the Lord will speak to you. In every situation, He'll speak. Speak, Lord. Speak to my heart, Holy Spirit. And I tell you this week, keep your ears on because the Lord is speaking. And sometimes we just put Him on mute. But blessed be the God today. You've got to say, Lord, I'm here. Speak. That's what I'm here. I'll tell you this story from the word Samuel. Just a boy. Prophet. Laying there asleep in the temple. And he hears this voice. He is sure that it is Eli speaking. So he goes over and says, did you call me? No, I didn't. He goes back and he goes back to sleep again and he hears another voice. He said, I'm going to go back and see Eli. Did you call me? No, I did not. And when he came back the third time, Eli says, now next time you hear that, say, speak. Thy servant here. Can I tell you today that was my call story to the ministry? I was waiting for somebody to tell me, Reverend, you can be a preacher, but nobody would tell me that. I had to hear it for myself. But I'm glad today I heard the voice of Jesus say, come on to me and rest, that I knew then that, Lord, you called me to declare your word. Not based on what somebody said, you said, I want you to preach. I heard that whisper more than 20 years ago, and I thank the Lord today. That's my call, sir. My name is not Samuel, but I thank God today. Has He called you? Is He calling you right now? Can you hear the whisper? Can you hear the voice of God? Amen? The preachers of old didn't have microphones. And they didn't have technology, and they would put the hand over the ear, so they might be able to hear what was coming out. Can you hear what God is saying to you? Do you have your ears on? I know, Reverend, you said it one time before, but can you hear Him today? The power of a whisper. That is the word of God today. It's already blessed. How? This 5-step plan on how to hear, but it's not on the talk shows. What you need is right here.
That's right.
Well, I got a Bible.
Uh-huh.
Have you read it?
Uh-huh.
Are you using it?
Uh-huh.
It'll show up in your devotionals. But every now and then, just read to be reading.
Yes.
You will be amazed. Anybody can testify to that today. I don't want to think like, well, I mean, if I can testify that you have heard Him through the Word, heard Him through that small, still voice of the Holy Spirit, or heard Him through that wise counsel, He speaks today. And what He's saying to those who are lost is come to me. Come to me, all you who are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. And I can recall an old song of the church, usually at revival meeting. And when you weren't saved, you don't want to hear them kind of songs. Oh, no, please, why don't they stop playing that? You know, if you weren't right, you was like, why am I never going to sing it again? Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. It's that simple. Come to Jesus just now. Just now. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Just. I can hear Mother Mary start saying, He will save you. He will save you. Come on.
He will save you just now. Just
He will save you.
He will save.
Come in the name of Jesus, and we thank you. There might be someone in this place, might be someone scanning the internet that desires to hear you, and the voice that's speaking says, come unto me. The Bible says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised them from the dead, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved.
Yes,
save someone today, God.
Yes.
You did it for us. Unworthy, unkind, lost in the miry clay,
yes,
and you pulled us up and dusted us off.
Yes,
and now we are being used as servants.
Yes, Father.
Save that person today, we pray, even now.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.